This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Herb Meyer, former vice chairman of the CIA's National Intelligence Council. He also served as a special assistant to the director of the CIA. More recently, he is the host and producer of the documentary The Siege of Western Civilization. We want to get his insights on some major headlines regarding the intelligence community, including the creation of a panel that reports directly to the White House overseeing the interrogation of suspected terrorists, as well as the announcement of a limited inquiry at this point into previous interrogations and whether it violated federal law from Attorney General Eric Holder. And Herb, thank you so much for your time, as always.
It's good to be with you, Greg.
Let's start with the news yesterday of this new panel. You and I have talked before about consolidating and the fracturing of the intelligence community. What do you make of this panel that essentially reports directly to the White House, although it will be housed specifically at the FBI?
Well, it's just another step in a trend that we've been seeing in the last few months. Can I take us back a couple of steps and give us a perception on this that might help the listeners?
Sure.
To understand what's going on here, press the rewind button. Go all the way back into the 1930s. The world was coming unstable. It was unglued. But we're Americans. We wanted to stay out of it. And then came Pearl Harbor, and we were in it. President Roosevelt threw the switch from defense to offense. Boy, did we play offense. Fast forward to the 1990s. The world was coming unstable, unglued. We didn't want to have anything to do with it. And then came 9/11. President Bush made the same kind of decision as President Roosevelt. He threw the switch from defense to offense. Now, whether he did it well or not is something people can argue about for the next 1,000 years. But he threw it to offense and brought several dozen countries along with us. Since 2001, more and more of these countries have been dropping out, throwing the switch from offense back to defense. What we're seeing now, and what the new Justice Department prosecutor and the new reorganizations of intelligence, what all this means is that President Obama is throwing the switch from offense back to defense. That's what all this means. We're dropping out. We're going back to a pre-9/11 mindset. And that's what's happening, and that's what these mean.
And what does that mean for our national security?
One of two things. If, in fact, the leftists were right that we had overreacted to 9/11, that all this is just kind of a sloppy law enforcement problem, then we're going to be okay. Nothing's going to go wrong. And years from now, people like me will have to acknowledge that President Bush and all of us who thought we should go to offense were wrong. On the other hand, if President Bush and all of us who think he did the right thing are right, something ghastly is going to happen. Could be next Thursday, could be 3 years from now, could be 5 years from now. I mean, you're right at the hinge of history here. We're throwing the switch from offense to defense. If the left is right, we'll be okay. If the right is correct, watch out.
Why do these specific steps indicate to you that the switch is being flipped, to use your terminology, back to defense? Some may say this is just a reaction trying to clean up the community. Why does it to you indicate that they're going in a very different direction?
Because if you were still playing offense, it is utter insanity to go after the CIA in the middle of a war. I mean, why would you want to tell a prospective Al-Qaeda prisoner that even if we threaten him with a gun or a drill or waterboarding, we're not going to do it? I mean, it's crazy. So on the assumption that these people have not completely lost their minds, they must know what they're doing. Every signal is that we're checking out now. We're going back to defense.
Herb, you've obviously had very intimate knowledge of the agency. You know how different political decisions influence how the work is done for the rank-and-file agents who are out in the field, the officers who are working hard to find out as much as they can about our enemy. How does this news affect them?
It puts them out of business. If you were a hard-working, loyal, patriotic, and dedicated CIA officer, you're not going to stick your neck out now. You'd have to be crazy. You could wind up in prison. So basically, we put the CIA out of business. And that's what all this means. The details actually don't matter. It's the signals that matter. And all over the world now, governments are beginning to realize that the United States is checking out, and they will make decisions accordingly.
What do you expect, if anything in particular, from this preliminary inquiry? Do you expect it to grow and be very detailed, or do you think in the end it'll be pretty brief?
You know, there's really no way to know. My guess is it'll spin out of control. These things always do. You're already seeing some of the people in Congress, Conyers and Nadler, the guy from New York, pushing for more and more. So, you know, I don't know. The president acts as though all this was a big surprise to him, as though the attorney general wasn't working for him. So this is crazy. So we don't know what's going to happen, but the whole thing is spinning backwards, and that means we're going from offense to defense. And that's the point that people need to grasp.
Some have said, though, that Herb, that having the White House place an intelligence outfit inside the FBI will help with the information sharing that was seen as a culprit prior to 9/11. Do you think that that will have a positive impact, or is the larger picture here that you've outlined for us going to swallow that up?
Well, if you're not going to press the people we capture, there's nothing to share. They're not going to tell you anything because we're not interrogating them aggressively. There's nothing to share. So what's the point? First, you have to have something. Then you got to share it.
One of the other things, of course, that we're seeing is this report released about some of the tactics used by interrogators. Some say it's torture. Others say it's just part of aggressive interrogations, as a phrase you just used, in terms of threatening family members. There's been a story of the use of a power drill in some fashion. Did that strike you as out of the ordinary, odd, over the line? How did you react to that?
Well, it's real simple. Would I rather threaten one of these creeps with a power drill or see New York, Washington, or Chicago a pile of radioactive rubble? It's just that simple. We are in a war on whose outcome rests the survival of Western civilization. And when you look at it that way, the answer is you do anything to win this war. You can't win it playing games with these guys.
We've obviously talked about the political implications of recent decisions. What about the public at large? What kind of stomach do you think the public at large has for this fight?
You mean for the fight that the Obama administration is ginning up?
I meant more the fight against radical Islam, but you could talk about the political aspect of that too.
Well, you know, we'll find out. If, in fact, one of our major cities becomes a pile of radioactive rubble, I suspect the president's numbers will go down. You know, Greg, this is a war. And everybody wants it to go away. We wish we weren't in the middle of it. People don't want to deal with it, but it's there, and everybody knows that. If something goes wrong, then the president's in trouble. And as I say, if he turns out that he's right, that all of us have overreacted, well, then we'll owe him an apology.
Very, very important issues being discussed, and we'll see what the impact of these decisions is soon, maybe later. Herb, thank you very much for being with us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Greg.
Herb Myers served as vice chairman of the CIA's National Intelligence Council. He served as special assistant to the director of the CIA, and he's the host and producer of The Siege of Western Civilization. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.